Branch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, sunshine 52 degrees. It is 8:35.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here on KVUE and KVUE.com, Amy Hall, alumni and fund coordinator for Flint Hills Technical College here this morning.
Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing all right here so far. So we're bringing you in to talk about the Tech College Gala Benefit and Auction. It's hard to believe from the outside looking in that it's time to really start that last push here to get people in and to get scholarships here for students.
Yeah, I know. It's come up really fast. We're really excited. We're about a month out now, so we're kind of down to that final wire.
Well, Amy, how groovy will this be?
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I have had such a blast planning it. You're going to see, bell bottoms, peace signs, tie-dye, flower power, all the things. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to really be different from other galas than we've had in the past.
Outstanding. So besides the theme, what is going to be a little bit different about this year's gala versus ones that we've seen in the past?
We're going to have some different fun items that maybe we haven't seen in the past. There's going to be like a trip to Playa del Carmen. We will have a puppy again. So that is not necessarily new, but it is a puppy that we've never had before. So it's actually a pug. Very cute. We're also going to have some art by Dion Morrow, our marketing director. Just a couple different items that, are new and different, and we're excited about those.
Yeah, it's always a great time, and it also is a great time to feature, the talents of all the different departments and the students that helped out during this big event, isn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. So our culinary program will be putting on the dinner, and we are always so incredibly impressed watching these students pull this event off. I mean, this is an event that holds up to 500 attendees, and these students, I believe Bree Best was telling me, she has around 13, 15 students that are putting on this dinner for 500, and she told me that at the Grammys, they have like 20 to 50 chefs putting on the dinner for around 500 attendees. So it's really cool to watch them do it. And everyone really enjoys seeing that the students are actually putting in the skills that they're learning in real life experiences. So it's just really neat.
And it's also, really kind of a way, it's another connection point here for the Tech College administrators and students when it comes to, the community and the area that you guys serve.
Absolutely. We are so blessed to have the staff and faculty that we have and our incredibly generous sponsors from our community partners. So we have a ton of volunteers from staff and faculty and students that always come through and help us put this event on, along with our incredibly generous community partners, our sponsors. This event's presented by Modern Air this year, and Travis Sullivan is actually an alumni of ours, so it's really special and unique for that point. So just to watch everyone come together and put this event on for the students and the college is awesome.
Well, it annually is a sellout. It is a big event, benefit scholarships at Flint Hills Tech College. And Amy, how can we get our tickets?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is to text. So you're going to text SHTC 2024 to 76278, and that'll shoot you a text message, and it'll be a link. Click there, and you can buy your tickets.
Good deal. And where does the money go for folks? We mentioned scholarships at the top, but specifically, how does this wind up funding and brightening the future here for Wrangler students?
Absolutely. So, yes, it helps us with student scholarships. And we actually we'll be doing the Fund the Need again. So the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund is something that is really, really special to us. You know, we have the opportunity to provide our students with some emergency funding in case, you know, life happens and a student is needing some extra funding during school to be able to finish their education. So we will be doing the Fund the Need, and Modern Air and Bosch have actually donated a heating and cooling air system, again, for specifically going towards the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. So, you know, we actually have a student that will be joining us that night that will speak on behalf of a recipient of the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund and how that changed their life and really helped them finish their education because they wouldn't have necessarily been able to otherwise if they hadn't had that extra assistance.
All right. Yeah, groovy kind of event. Flint Hills Tech College invites you to get your tickets early because, as we mentioned, this annually is a sellout. It's a great evening to benefit scholarships at Flint Hills Technical College, and we invite you to get your tickets today for the big event coming up on April the 26th at White Auditorium. Amy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, that is alumni and annual fund coordinator Amy Hall of Flint Hills Tech College talking about the annual benefit auction and gala coming up next month at White Auditorium. Chuck?
Don't forget that we've got a Newsmaker 3 here in a second as we bring in new Emporia State Theater Director Aubrey Wilson. And then Monday, we've got a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll get an update on the St. Mark's Lutheran Church Senior Meals Program with Pastor Ken Happel at 8:20 and our monthly Department of Veterans Affairs update coming at 8:40. Both of those again on Monday.
Hey, VOE, good morning. It is 8:42. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Word coming in this morning that actor Louis Gossett Jr., the first